घरों में पलते बच्चे हैं, पर आपको वो बेहद प्यारे जो दिल के सच्चे सच्चे हैं।
आप यूं तो हम सारे पलकों में पलते बच्चे हैं, पर आपको वो बेहद प्यारे जो दिल के सच्चे सच्चे हैं।
हाँ जी एक बाबा तू जान कोई वादे के पक्के पक्के हैं।
प्रभु आपके यूं तो हम सारे पलकों में पलते बच्चे हैं, पर आपको वो बेहद प्यारे जो दिल के सच्चे सच्चे हैं।
निरंतर है सांच को कोई आंच नहीं, खुशियों में नाचते रहते हैं।
प्रभु आपके यूं तो हम सारे पलकों में पलते बच्चे हैं, पर आपको वो बेहद प्यारे जो दिल के सच्चे सच्चे हैं। निश्चल जीवन वाले प्रभु को लगते अच्छे हैं। प्रभु आपके यूं तो हम सारे पलकों में पलते बच्चे हैं, पर आपको वो बेहद प्यारे जो दिल के सच्चे सच्चे हैं, जो दिल के सच्चे सच्चे हैं, जो दिल के सच्चे सच्चे हैं।
ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग, नमस्ते। टुडे इट फील्स एज इफ वी हैव टू मुरलीज, वन इज अ मुरली कनेक्टेड विद द सॉन्ग, द सॉन्ग वाज सिलेक्टेड ऑन द बेसिस ऑफ टुडेज मुरली, एंड it's actually a children's song, this one. They used to create lots of children's songs in those days, and it's talking about God loving the children who are honest and truthful. And the whole Murali is about truth. But there's a second Murali, which is actually a compilation of points from various Avyakt Muralis, and it's taking up the subject of the fire of yoga, volcanic yoga. So powerful dose from Baba this morning about what it is we need to do inside. And these are the days still that Punjab is in upheaval. 2% of the population are saying that they want an independent state, and it's creating huge trouble. Punjab at that point was the breadbasket of Bharat, and so it was impacting not just political situation but people, food supplies, all of these things were going on. And in the midst of all of that, Dadi Chandramani is going to go to Punjab. And of course Baba always called her the lioness of Punjab. And who remembers Dadi Chandramani? It's 25%, 30% of the class. So she's been here. She was here in London. I'm not sure that she came to Global House, but certainly she came at the end of the 80s to London, and I remember traveling with her from India to London, and we'd had a sensitive group meeting in Madhuban, and it was very high level people from all parts of the world for the project of global cooperation. The vice president's wife of the Philippines, one of the top leaders of the Soviet Union at that time. So it was people that weren't used to straight gyan, that's for sure. We had the Assistant Secretary General of the UN, Lord Ennals, of course, but that sort of caliber. And we'd had meetings with them about future service and things, and we brought them into the conference, and Dadi Chandramani gave a powerful, rousing lecture on the Gita, and the sermonizer of the Gita can only be God Shiva, can't be Krishna. And they were a little bit puzzled, and we had to then pull them out of the conference and spend time with them. And then Dadi Kumarka put it in a bigger universal way, and they were fine. But on the journey back, Dadi Chandramani said to me, "Did I say something wrong?" I said, that was her humility and love, and I said, "No, Dadi, what you said was of course absolutely correct, but they don't know the Gita, and they don't know God Shiva, and they don't know Krishna." So it was a little bit confusing for them. That was okay, they calmed down after Dadi Kumarka spoke to them, so it was okay. So that was Dadi Chandramani, absolutely straight out with the truth, the power of truth, which made her fearless, which is why she was in Punjab. And not just because of this upheaval, but because of the upheavals of purity. The upheavals of purity that happened in Punjab happened no other place. So it was the right place for Dadi Chandramani to be. Truth, power, tall, big. Really an Amazonian. So Baba spoken very, very beautifully to Dadi Chandramani. And just, I'm not going to repeat the murli to you. You'll be hearing straight from Baba's words directly. But I want to pick up on a couple of things. Baba's spoken about honesty with the self and honesty with God, with Baba. And so in terms of honesty with the self, how easy is it or how difficult is it to see what's going on inside? And what is it that can help me actually see what I need to do? Baba's murli is the first way. If a human being tells me something, I'll reject it, especially if it's something very deep. It's difficult to accept things from a human being. And anyway, it's difficult for a human being to say anything because they themselves are sorting out their own weaknesses. And so how can you point a finger at somebody else? But we're lucky. We get Baba's murli every single day. And if I'm hearing the murli in soul consciousness, then Baba's murli will strike a chord and I will know what is it that I need to pay attention to. And Baba talks about different things at different times. And so at some point, if not today, tomorrow, the murli will be on the subject that I need to hear. But there's also another method, and that is, in the Sakar Murli, Baba again and again would point to the picture of Lakshmi and Narayan. Think about the history hall. And Baba's Gaddi was the first one. And Baba would be sitting on the sister's side, basically. And the Gaddi for Mama was on the other side, the brother's side. And the Lakshmi Narayan picture was there, and it still is. And so several times in the Murli, Baba would point there and say, this is what we have to become, this is our aim and objective. And I was asking myself the question, to what extent do we actually accept that image as my goal, my aim and objective? Forget about the jewels and the crowns and the silks and all of those things. We know that there's abundance in the golden age. We know that jewels are not the way they are today. But think about their faces. Think about Brahma Baba's face. Because the image of Narayan, the image of Vishnu, is Brahma Baba's face. And so although Baba is saying the deity stage is your aim and objective, last week Baba spoke about following in the Father's footsteps, and that was very definitely Brahma Baba. And so when I'm looking at the faces of Mama and Baba, and that is my goal, that is my aim and objective, then in a very deep, genuine way, I know what they are like, and I know what I am like, and what it is I need to do to make up the difference. I know that in India, when Baba asks the question, who wants to be like Lakshmi and Narayan, everybody's hands go up. But I don't want to ask you to raise your hands or not raise your hands now. But I know that it's not such an easy thing for people abroad to say in a very deep, heartfelt way that, yes, this is my goal. Because there's all these other distractions, and culture, of course, is a big thing. But Mama and Baba, do I want to become like them? And yes, definitely. Then I've heard lots of stories about Mama and Baba, and if I haven't, I can read up the stories. I can read the Muralis that Mama spoke. I'm hearing some of the Muralis that Mama spoke. So if I'm curious, I can find out. There's a lot of information on the internet. The other day in Sheffield, a very new student said to me, can you tell us a story of such and such a thing? And I was a bit surprised because it's not something that's generally known. And I said to her, how did you find out about this? And she gave a big smile and said, I study the things on the internet. So everything is now available. So if you want to find out more about Baba and Mama, definitely it's available for you. And so the Murali becomes the mirror. But secondly, Mama and Baba become the mirror in which we can see ourselves and see to what extent we have become like them. And am I anxious? Am I worried? And if I am, why am I anxious and worried? Baba's saying it's because there isn't that absolute adherence to truth. Because if I've recognized who Baba is, if I've also recognized the Murali, the Gyan, the truth, then why would there be any concern for worry or anxiety or anything at all? As long as I'm following the directions that Baba has given me, then if there is a sense of insecurity, then there's something that I have to sort out. And when there is insecurity within, it's very true that then there are control issues. We want to control others, we want to control the environment we're in, we want to control everything that's going on. And that's my own insecurity that's making me do this. And so why am I insecure? So again, truth. To what extent am I holding on to the truth and following the truth? And in that case, no insecurity whatsoever. Not just Brahma Baba and Mama, but think about the stories you've heard of all the daddies. Each one had a very special role. That Madhuri Chandramani again comes to mind because Prabhu spoken to her today. Madhuri Chandramani, age 15, 16, going to her Lokiks, her father's brothers, and in India at that time especially, now a little bit less, but at that time, in the 30s, you had to give as much respect to your father's brothers as you did to your own father. That's in some cases still the reality. I remember in 1964 going back to India, and one of my grandfather's brothers, my brother was 11, and we were in an apartment on the second floor, and my grandfather's brother, he was downstairs in the compound area, and he wanted us to come down, and I of course went down, and my brother refused. Why should I bother? And he'd never seen this guy before, honestly, and so he didn't want to bother, and I was a bit more aware, so I couldn't persuade him, so I went down anyway. And this gentleman, he looks up and says, "Call your brother." Okay, so my brother came out to the balcony, and he wagged his finger at him and said, "You come down this very minute." And that was because he expected the same type of regard that you would give a father or grandfather to the brother. And so, very different state of affairs today. But what is it that I'm expecting of others, and why is it that I'm expecting that they give me regard just simply because of my age? It's the extra external control or even position. I may not have earned the respect, but I'm demanding, I'm expecting, and that's because of the insecurity. And so, can I put that right? Can I sort that out so that I'm not needy? I don't need anything. And when I'm not needy, then the relationship with each one can be very light, sarang, easy, gentle, filled with a lot of love and respect. And maybe I am senior in terms of my age or whatever else, but maybe senior means to be able to give rather than demand something. What is it that makes us respect our dadis? Because we receive so much from them. We've received, we've taken, and so in an automatic way there's respect. And so the story of Dadi Chandramani. Her father didn't want to face his brothers, so he sent this 15-year-old teenager, in today's language she was just a teenager, he sent her to Hyderabad from Karachi to be able to sort out the combined property, because it was all joint property, family property, and so to sort out finances, business and houses. Well, the incredible thing was that the father should trust a teenager to be able to do that for him. That was one thing. But the second is that apart from the trust, he had the confidence that she would be able to interact with them in a way that they would agree. Because it would have been very easy for them just to say, forget it. You know, if he wants to go on sannyas, renunciation, let him go. Why should we bother? But no, her ability to communicate the truth and the way she did it, how she did it, and they agreed. And so very powerful soul, that one little story tells you, but fearless, absolutely fearless. And you heard many other stories from all the other daddies. So all of them fearless. Why? Because they knew who they were, the awareness of the spiritual identity of the self, and forgetting they were girls or women, just no consciousness of that at all. The Shiv Shakti, the Vishnu image, that was so deep in their consciousness that they weren't scared of anything at all. And so today, what is it that I'm scared of? And why is it that I'm afraid? Can I sort out whatever it is that is my own weakness? And if I say I'm not afraid of anything, okay, that's my statement. And, well, if I'm insecure, what is it that's making me insecure? Is it fear? It could well be. If it's worry, what is the seed of worry? It's fear. I'm afraid that something I don't want may happen. And so Baba Smriti is a very, very powerful mirror. And Baba talking about sorting out all the weaknesses we carry within ourselves that causes all of these things which are not what a yogi life is about, but to experience joy, to experience love, and to dance. Sach to be too much, it's Sindhi. And if there's truth, there's honesty, you're going to dance. And one of the Bangalore brothers became very famous because physically he would come in front of Baba and dance. And this is a slogan he would always repeat. But maybe we don't want to dance physically, it might cause a few eyebrows to lift. But internally, my inner happiness should be visible to all. And they should be able to experience alleviation of their fears so that they become happy in my company also. So, I won't touch on the volcanic yoga because Baba's explained many beautiful things. And we just need to listen in soul consciousness and absorb it very deeply and practice the methods that Baba has given. Baba's given very clear methods about what we need to do to experience that stage so that all negativity finishes forever. Today again, Sunday, many things.